This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Government approves land use regulations. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda directs bureaucracy to focus on issues of public importance. Prime Minister to attend United Nations General Assembly and visit China. Prices of petroleum products hiked and at least 35 people killed in petrol station explosion in southern Russia. Now the news in detail. The government has approved the land use regulations. Speaking after the cabinet meeting held yesterday, Minister for Physical Infrastructure and Transport, Prakash Jwala, said the government had approved the land use regulations and the plotting of the land had been reopened. Minister Jwala added that the government believed that the approved land use regulations would resolve the problems of land plotting and transferring the land from one owner to another. Similarly, the Council of Ministers meeting decided to keep the precious quartz crystal found in Gorkha in the Gorkha Palace. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda has reaffirmed the government's commitment to good governance during an interaction with media editors. The Prime Minister cited the recent gold scam crackdown as a testament to this commitment. Prime Minister Dahal denounced the opposition's parliamentary blockade and emphasized the importance of the parliament as a platform for public expression. The ongoing probe revealed involvement not only from customs and airport police, but also prominent figures and foreign nationals. The Prime Minister vowed rigorous investigation without leniency. He asserted that recent action against Putney's refugee scams, gold seizures and Lalita Niwas cases were just the beginning of a broader crackdown on wrongdoing. Prime Minister Dahal also highlighted ongoing efforts to enhance the economy, including increased remittance and tourism. He announced his attendance at the upcoming United Nations General Assembly in the United States, followed by a visit to China, where he aims to discuss cooperation agreements and propose grant assistance for the Belt and Road Initiative projects, including talks with Chinese President Xi Jinping. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda directed bureaucracy to take concrete efforts for resolving problems being focused on the issue of public importance. The Prime Minister issued the directive in a meeting with stakeholders to explore solutions to the problems related to the compensation of land acquired in Tunkune and manage the landless squatters in the Kathmandu Valley. The meeting discussed the matters to explore long-term solutions to the problem of Tinkune land when its ownership has already come in the name of the government of Nepal and make the task of Tinkune Jadi Buti underpass effective. The compensation of the land and its subsequent problems have not been resolved yet. Prime Minister Secretariat said discussion was also held on various alternatives to logically conclude the efforts made so far for the resolution of landless problems in the Kathmandu Valley. Finance Minister Dr. Prakash Sharan Mahath has said the country's economy is heading towards a positive path. Speaking at a program organized by the Department of Inland Revenue yesterday, Finance Minister Mahath called on private sector to make a positive perception of the country's economy. On the occasion, the Finance Minister directed the employees of the revenue offices across the country to carry out activities to meet the revenue target set by the government for the current fiscal year. The meeting of the National Assembly has been postponed till the 22nd of August. According to the Federal Parliament Secretariat, the meeting called for today had been postponed due to a special reason. Spokesperson of the Federal Parliament Secretariat, Ekram Giri, informed about the postponement of the National Assembly meeting. The total weight of the smuggled gold to the country, brought to the country through Trivan International Airport, has been recorded at 60.716 kilograms. The number once again, 60.716 kilograms. The gold was weighed by the Mint Division of the Nepal Rashtra Bank yesterday. The gold was smuggled and brought to the country from Hong Kong by hiding inside brakes shoes of the aeroplane. Earlier, the total weight of the gold, including the seized gold, was 155.468 kilograms. The Revenue Investigation Department has confiscated the gold from the Trivandrum International Airport premises. The government agencies are investigating into the gold smuggling case. The Epidemiology and Infectious Disease Control Division has so far reported nearly 13,300 cases of dengue infection in 74 districts across the country. Sunsari is the hardest hit by the dengue infection, where more than 7,000 cases have been reported. 10 people have died due to dengue infection in the country so far. Director of the division, Dr. Rudra Prasad Marasini, says dengue infection is increasing due to rain and lack of attention to sanitation. He asked all to be cautious as the infections are increasing daily. The prices of petrol, kerosene and diesel have been hiked. A meeting of the board of directors of the Nepal Oil Corporation on Tuesday, that is yesterday, adjusted the price by increasing 14 rupees per litre in diesel and kerosene and 5 rupees per litre in petrol. With the hike, the price of petrol will be 175 rupees per litre, while diesel and kerosene will cost 164.5 rupees per litre. The construction work of the Bharatpur-Bardhaka 220 kilovolt double circuit transmission line has been completed. The project is viewed significantly for facilitating the distribution of power generated in the eastern parts to the western parts of Nepal. The infrastructure has the capacity of transmission of up to 1,000 megawatts of electricity. Nepal Electricity Authority Managing Director Kulman Kissing said he hoped that with the completion of the construction of the transmission line, it would be easier to supply power from Bharatpur to the western parts of the country. You're listening to Radio Nepal's ATM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. At least 35 people have been killed and dozens injured in an explosion at a petrol station in southern Russia. According to the BBC, the blast occurred in the Dagestan regional capital, Makhchkala, on the coast of the Caspian Sea. The Emergencies Ministry of Russia said some 260 emergency workers have been deployed, while the most seriously injured are said to have been evacuated to Moscow by air. According to the regional head, Sergei Melikov, a state of emergency was introduced in the Kumtor-Kalinsky district in Dagestan. Military chiefs from the Economic Community of West African States will meet in Ghana on Thursday and Friday to discuss possible military intervention in Niger. The Al Jazeera quoted regional military and political sources as saying the meeting was called after the bloc's leaders last week approved the deployment of a standby force to restore constitutional order in Niger. The country's elected president was toppled by the military on the 26th of July. The meeting was originally scheduled for Saturday in Accra, but was postponed to this week as the West African states continued efforts to renegotiate with the military-led government. President Mohamed Bazoum's election in 2021 was a landmark in Niger's history, ushering the first peaceful transfer of power since its independence from France in 1960. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Kosi Province, Madhis Province, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province, and at one or two places of the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Government approves land use regulations. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda directs bureaucracy to focus on issues of public importance. Prime Minister to attend United Nations General Assembly and visit China. Prices of petroleum products hiked and at least 35 people killed in petrol station explosion in southern Russia. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.